शक्ति रस्मात्मनापी भुवि पुरा देह भेदम गतो चैतन्नाथम प्रकट मधुना तद्वयम चैकमाप्तम राधा भाव दुति सुवलितम नौमी कृष्ण स्वरूपम। तो एज ए टीचर ऑफ श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु is described here by the author Kaviraj Goswami. In the beginning, he has been described as the ultimate absolute truth, Sarvaisya Purna Cha Bhagavan, the absolute truth realized in three phases. The ultimate phase is Bhagavan, Sarvaisya Purna. Bhagavan means full of six opulences. Not as nowadays there are so many Bhagavan. They have no Aishwarya. But Bhagavan means Sarvaisya Purna, full opulences, six kinds of opulences. Then, that Bhagavan, Supreme Personality of Godhead, has descended as incarnate Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just to bestow the topmost understanding of loving affairs with Krishna. Samarpayatum unnata ujjala ratam Sabhaktisya. In the bhakti platform, there are different stages. Spiritually, there is no difference. One in Dasaras and one in Madhujara. There is no difference. But a devotee likes to serve the Supreme Lord according to his inclination. Some wants to love him in Shantara, some wants to love him in Dasara, some are in plainly. Then paternal love, then conjugal love. So, there is no difference between these different phases of loving affairs. But great devotees and learned scholars, they have given their decision that they loving affairs of Islam in the conjugal platform between husband and wife or above that between lover and beloved, that is very much prominent in the Western country. Friends, boyfriend, girlfriend. In the spiritual world, that platform of remaining as friends without marriage, that is considered the highest. And whatever we see here, a perfect reflection of that loving affairs. Just like perverted reflection, it is described in the Bhagavad Gita, Urdhva Moolam Adho Shakha Asattam Praham Abhyam. This material world has been described as having its root up. Urdhva Moolam Adho Shakha, and the branches down. The actual time has spent is Urdhva Moolam Adho Shakha. In the material world, this is a shadow. Unless it is shadow, how the moolam or the root can be upward? We have got experience, a tree on the bank of the river. The tree is reflected, adhosa, and the root up. Shadow. So this is shadow. The real thing is in the spiritual world. Therefore it is called adhosaka. Shaka in the spiritual world, the topmost part is this conjugal love. And here, the same thing when perfectly reflected, it is the lowest level of it. We should know that in the spiritual world, to remain as girlfriend and boyfriend, that is the topmost pleasure. And in the material world, the same thing is the most abominable. Therefore, it is adhosaka. We cannot imitate the loving affairs of Krishna and Radharani unless we understand the real fact. The real fact is described here. The Radha Krishna Pranayam Jisi Alladini Shakti. Shakti means potency. So, from Vedas we understand that the Lord, the Supreme Person, has got multi energies. Parasa Shakti Vividaiva Kriyate Tavaviki Jnana Balakriyas Natasya Pacham Karanam Chakitjate Natasya Sama Adhikasya Dishyate. So, these energies, Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has got multi energies. When Arjuna requested Krishna, will you kindly express some of the energies as it is placed? Then the Bhagavad Gita, there is a list of his different energies, and at last it is concluded. Atabha bhumaitina kingyatina tabhajna Vishyabhya aham idam krishnam krishnam ekamsina siddhuryam idam krishnam jagat. All the material manifestations material manifestation means this material universe. There are many. This universe what we see, one only, the sky, the covering. But there are many millions of universes. Yasya prabha prabhavatu jagadanna koti. Koti means millions. Jagadanna. Jagadanna means universe. So Krishna says that all these universes in the material world is display of my one-fourth energy. Just imagine what is Krishna's energy. And we are trying to imitate Krishna. So many rascals, they declare that Bhagavan. They do not know what is Bhagavan. Bhagavan is universes. Are coming, innumerable universes coming from the breathing a Mahavishnu. Jasaika nishasita kala mathavalamba jivanti loma vilaja jagadanna natha Vishnu mahanasa yajasa palavishetu govinda mahavishnu. Come on. They have no idea what is Bhagavan. This is one of the descriptions of Mahavishnu, that from his breathing, innumerable universes are coming out. When he's exhaling, the universes are coming out, and when he's inhaling, everything is going within him. This is Bhagavan. So anyway, this is partial exhibition of the energy of the Lord. And this is one-fourth energy. This material world is manifestation of his one-fourth energy. The three-fourth energies are in the spiritual world. So, in that spiritual world, Krishna exhibits his spiritual energy. That is only spiritual energy. This material world is made of material energy. And we are marginal energy. So, when Krishna wants to enjoy, the enjoy means this loving affair between man and woman. That is a fact. That is not an artificial thing. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has explained Vedanta Sutra, Janmadrasya Jatha. He has said, Adi Rasasya Janma Jatha. Adi Ras. There are three kinds of rasas. Mellow. All of that, the Adiras. Adiras means loving affair between man and woman. This is Kalabi. So, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur explains Janmadrasya means the Adiras, loving affair between man and woman. That is from the Supreme Person. That's the fact. Unless the loving propensity is there in the Supreme, how it can be reflected? Because this is Parmhati reflection. So there must be the origin. So the Mayavadi philosophers, they cannot understand this because they have got bitter experience of this material world. They try to make zero or without any varieties the ultimate goal. Sunnabas. Nirvishesha Sunnabas. The Nirvishesha Bas. Now, with the impersonality and voidism, they are of the same nature. The Buddhist philosopher, they say ultimately everything is zero. And the Mahavadi philosopher says, not zero, but impartial. But actually that is not fair. There is everything, variety and personal, but because the philosophers with poor fund of knowledge, they cannot understand, they make it zero, or variety less, need be safe more. That to clean, that to clear the idea, our Kaviraj Goswami says that this Radha Krishna prem, that loving appears between Radha Krishna, it is a fact. It is not imagination. It is a fact. But this fact is different from the fact we have got experience in this world. That is to be understood. Don't take, let us say, Sahajiyas. They take the Radha Krishna prem, this is ordinary lusty affairs in this material world. But that is not the fact. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a verse. that the beloved affairs of gopis and Krishna, Vishnu, it is not ordinary thing. If one can hear from the proper soul, and if you understand the real fact of Rasa-lila, then the result will be that his heart, which is full with lusty desire, that will vanish. There will be no more lusty desire. Pranaya-vrikiti, vispranaya-vrikiti, Allah then. So if anyone understands this pranaya, vrikiti, the loving affairs, transformation of different feelings, if one can understand, then his material lusty desires will vanish. This is the reason. Vidrogo kamam apastra apuhinati hero. He becomes hero. Here in this material world, everyone is a hero, agitated by lusty desires. But in the spiritual world, they are zero. They are not agitated by lusty desires. This is spiritual world. So long we are agitated by the lusty desires, we must know that we are in the material world. That is the test. Just like Jamuna Chart says, Yadavadhi mama citta krishna padara hindaya namanavadhamadantumasi Tadavadhi vatanari sangame svachamane bhavati mukhavikara sushu nishtipananta. So long I have been engaged in the service of Krishna, and I am rendering more and more service and getting spiritual pleasure. Since then, as soon as I think of sex life, I immediately spite upon it and I hate to think of it. This is the result. People should know what is Radha Krishna. If one becomes attached to Radha Krishna Pranayam Kriti, then the test is that his lusty desires will vanish. This is the test. Therefore, Kaviraj Goswami explains that this is not ordinary thing. This is the transformation of the Allahabhini Shakti. Sambhi Sandhini Allahabhini. The Supreme Lord has got three potencies or energies primarily. So this Radha Krishna Pranayamitipi is transformation of the pleasure potency. Krishna is described in the Bhagavad Gita, Parabrahma. Parabrahma. Parabrahma, Paramdhama, Pavitram, Paramam, Bhava. That is the explanation given by Arjuna. This is called Parampara system. If we follow Arjuna, Arjuna's decision should be taken. Arjuna's decision is Krishna is Parabrahma. So the Mayavadi philosophers, they are after Brahma Sukha. Brahma Sukha Anubhutya. Brahma Sukha Anubhutya. The source of Brahma Sukha is Krishna. But they cannot reach up to that point. Itham Brahma Sukha Anubhutya Dasangatanam Parudayvatena. Maya Sitana Narvayutina Satam Vigarhu Kritapunna Punya. Shukadeva Goswami says, here is the Parabrahma. When he is describing Krishna, that time to the cowherd boy. So, Shukadeva Goswami says, this cowherd boy that playing with the Supreme Person, who is the source of Brahma Sukha, Ittang Brahma Sukhanu Hutya. And for the devotee, there are two kinds of transcendentalism. One Brahmavadi and other Vaishnava. Vaishnava takes the philosophy that we are servant. Jiver Sarupai Mitra Krishna Das. And the Mayavadi philosophers, they imperfectly think that they have become one with the Supreme. They have become Nara. That's a misleading philosophy. We should not accept that. So, Krishna being Parabrahma, so what would be the platform of loving affairs? This is the answer. For Brahma Sukha, we are in this material world, we see many saintly persons, they give up everything. Sannyas. Sannyas means giving up everything. For the Supreme. So, for simply to relish a little bit of Brahma Sukha, these saintly persons, great saintly persons, they are giving up everything. Tatva sadharmam. Sadharma means the regulated division of the society. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. So they give up everything. Brahma Sukhanu Hutta. To understand, Kapu Dibbam, Putraka Jena Suddheta Satta. For purifying the existence, because we are after happiness, every one of us. But we are seeking happiness in the perverted place. That is not possible. Therefore, one has to give up this perverted happiness and come to the real path. So, our point is that without Krishna is Param Brahma. So, how he can take pleasure in this material world? This is the argument. So, those who are wrongly thinking, foolishly thinking, that Krishna enjoys with the gopis like we enjoy in the company of many girls, they are great fools. They have no knowledge. They are misled because it appears, perverted reflection, it appears like that. But the reflection is different from the reality. So, we should not take in that way. We should follow the footsteps of Chaitanya Chaitanya. We should understand that this pranayabhikiti, this transformation of loving affairs between Radha and Krishna, this is not like the ordinary boy and girl. It is Allah-dhani Shakti. If we take that, then we are misled. How he can take? Because for understanding Brahma Sukh, we are giving up everything. I mean, from the Mayavadi point of view. And again, Krishna being Parabrahma, how he can indulge in material happiness? This is all. Brahma Sukh. To understand Brahma Sukh, to release Brahma Sukh, if one is giving up everything, material, there are three kinds of sukh. Material sukh, Brahma sukh, and spiritual sukh. Brahma sukh is on the mind. Sukh means happiness. Therefore, we, from a logical point of view, we should conclude it, that Krishna being Parabrahma, how he can indulge in material happiness. This is a very important point. If for understanding little bit of Brahma sukh, we are giving up all material enjoyment, how Krishna can enjoy materially the Parabrahma. Therefore, those sahajiyas, those who are taking that Krishna is enjoying his ordinary girls, they are very, very much misled. That is not fact. Therefore, he says, allowing is of peace. This is different. This is in the spiritual world, the topmost mellow, allowing is of peace. So, Eka Brahma Aditya Nasti. Brahma, or Brahma, is one. Krishna is one. There is no competition with Krishna. Natasya Sama Adhikasya Dishyate. Nobody can be equal with him. Nobody can be greater than him. Natasya Sama, sama means equal. And Odhika means greater. That is for Brahma. That is Krishna. But Krishna says also, matta parataram nanya. There is no more superior entity than me. So we have to very carefully study Krishna. The Krishna consciousness movement means to understand Krishna very scientifically. It is not sentiment. One must be very philosophically advanced with scientific knowledge. Jnanam vijnanam. This is vijnana. It is not sentiment. Jnanam vijnanam. So you don't विज्ञानम में परमम गुह्यम जद विज्ञान समन्वितम। विदाउट विज्ञान साइंस, विदाउट फिलोसॉफी तो अंडरस्टैंड कृष्णा इज नॉट पॉसिबल। यू कैन से द गुड थिंग दैट ऑल द डिवोटीज दे आर ऑल साइंटिस्ट एंड फिलोसोफर्स हियर। ज्ञान कर लीजिए नो डिग्री ऑफ साइंस और फिलोसॉफी बट स्टिल बिकॉज if you learn science and philosophy, you'll have to approach some person who knows the science, knows the philosophy. But the greatest scientist, the greatest philosopher is Krishna. He is within your heart. Ishara sarva-bhutana riteshe arjuna krishna. And he says, तेषां सततयुक्तानां भजतां कीर्तिपूर्वकं बुद्धियोगं ददामि अहम्। एनीवन हु इज सिंसियर डिवोटी एंड ऑलवेज एंगेज्ड इन कृष्णा सर्विस, कृष्णा सेज आई गिव हिम एजुकेशन इंटेलिजेंस आई मेक हिम फैंसी दैट इज बुद्धियोगं ददामि। व्हाट काइंड ऑफ फैंस वन काइंड ऑफ फिलोसॉफी जीव माम उपजान दैट साइंस दैट स्पिरिचुअल साइंस दैट स्पिरिचुअल फिलोसॉफी आई टीच हिम पर्सनली। व्हाई दिस इज सो नॉट टू ऑल ही यू मे से दैट ही ईश्वर द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड इज सिटिंग इन एवरीवन्स हार्ट। व्हाई ही इज स्पेशली inclined tesam satatujuttana, one who is engaged 24 hours in his study, why not other? So that is special mercy for the devotee. Special tesam evanukam pasam aham bhaktyarajam tama nasayami hasubhavasya. This is the problem. You cannot understand God or Krishna without being a faithful servant. This is the secret. And if we become faithful servant under the guidance of our spiritual master, then we can understand what is Krishna, what is Parabrahma, and what is loving affairs with Radharani. What is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? These things are revealed. It is not acquired by sopa, mundane knowledge, that is not possible. Swameva Surattva. It's like in the darkness. If you want the sunshine, it is not possible. But in the morning, the sun comes out automatically. And the darkness is dissipated. Swami. So, we should always remain faithful servant of Krishna. Krishna is within everyone's heart. And he will be pleased by your service. And then he will reveal himself what he is. Otherwise, it is not possible. Thank you.